This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said after a visit to the besieged city of Bakhmut, that is a fortress now that protects all of Ukraine.
Повернувся з Донеччини, з нашої Бахмутської фортеці.
Zelensky met Tuesday with troops in the eastern city, which has been the scene of some of the most intense combat since Russia invaded the country. He praised them as quote-unquote heroic defenders. The Ukrainian leader added that this week is very important for deciding how Ukraine will pass this winter and get the necessary support. Zelensky plans to visit Washington on Wednesday for a possible meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden and an address to Congress, U.S. media reported, his first trip abroad since Russia invaded in February. The potential White House meeting could feature an expected announcement from Biden of a new arms package for Kyiv, including Patriot missiles, according to the reports. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, told members of Congress in a letter Tuesday they should be in attendance the following night. UN agencies say that a large-scale sustained humanitarian assistance can prevent Somalia's looming famine, Lisa Schlein reports.
Thanks to generous international support this year, famine in Somalia has been delayed. But the threat of mass starvation in 2023 remains due to a fifth year of consecutive drought, skyrocketing food prices, and intensifying conflict. A recent UN food assessment found the number of people facing acute food insecurity could rise to 8.3 million by April. And the number of Somalis facing catastrophic food insecurity could increase to more than 700,000 by June.
This is VOA News. The Tunisian government has raised the price of drinking water up by 23%, the official gazette said on Tuesday, as the country seeks to reduce subsidies to qualify for IMF help. Tunisia, which has a shortage of water after years of drought, is under pressure from the International Monetary Fund to cut government subsidies, including energy, food, and water, to qualify for a recovery package the country needs to save its public finances from collapse. Fiji will have a new leader for the first time in 16 years after a national election resulted in three parties joining up to form a government in the Pacific Island nation. Fijians took to the streets of the capital in celebration, cheering the new PM and setting off fireworks. The Social Democratic Liberal Party, a power-broking holding three seats in the hung parliament, announced on Tuesday it had decided to form a coalition with Sedveni Rabuka's People Alliance and the National Federation Party. An exemption to allow the United Nations and aid groups to deal with sanctioned Taliban leaders to meet the humanitarian basic human needs of the Afghan people has helped save lives, the UN aid chief told the UN Security Council on Tuesday.
I cannot overstate how essential this legal cover has been for humanitarian and commercial actors alike. It allows us, the humanitarians, to implement at scale, and it authorizes our business and commercial partners.
UNA Chief Martin Griffiths said aid operations had been boosted by a quick and generous response from donors, and that a UN cash facility had transferred some $1.8 billion into Afghanistan to support humanitarian operations. But he still painted a dire picture. Afghanistan's Taliban-run higher education ministry on Tuesday suspended access to universities by female students until further notice, drawing strong condemnation from the United States, Britain, and the United Nations. Foreign governments, including the United States, have said that a change in policies on women's education is needed before it consider formally recognizing the Taliban-run administration, which is also subject to heavy sanctions. In March, the Taliban drew criticism from many foreign governments and some Afghans for making a U-turn on signals all girls' high schools would be opened. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.